Mr. T, what do you think of listeners that still haven't signed up for the 7-day free trial?
I pity myself that I gotta be with these fools.
They're not fools, Mr. T. Maybe they just don't know that they can get 7 free days of premium features just by going to FrenchPod.com and signing up.
You're gonna be there, or else.
Bonjour, Francophones and Francophiles. Welcome to French Pod, where we teach you how to speak the real French that you want to know. Where you don't walk around like a textbook, you walk around like a cool French speaker. I'm Erica.
Je m'appelle Amaury. Bonjour, everyone.
This is an elementary lesson, and it's about summer vacation.
What a refreshing topic we have today. I think I'm going to enjoy this lesson.
I think I will, too. Mm-hmm. Summer vacation. Les vacances. We have some people talking about what they're going to do for their vacation.
Yeah, they're kind of planning them.
So let's listen in. What's one of the things they're going to say?
Comme d'habitude.
Comme d'habitude.
Oui.
That means like as usual or like always.
That's right.
Can you say it again?
Comme d'habitude.
Okay, so comme d'habitude, we're going to listen to the dialogue 3 times. And then afterwards, we're going to come back and translate it. Comme d'habitude.
Dialogue, première écoute.
Ah, les vacances, la plage, le soleil, le ciel bleu.
Où allons-nous en vacances cet été ?
À la mer, comme d'habitude.
Pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne pour changer ?
On peut faire les deux si tu veux.
Bonne idée, on a un mois après tout.
Dialogue, deuxième écoute.
Ah, les vacances, la plage, le soleil, le ciel bleu.
Où allons-nous en vacances cet été ?
À la mer, comme d'habitude.
Pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne pour changer ?
On peut faire les deux si tu veux.
Bonne idée, on a un mois après tout.
Dialogue, troisième écoute.
Ah, les vacances, la plage, le soleil, le ciel bleu.
Où allons-nous en vacances cet été ?
À la mer, comme d'habitude.
Pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne pour changer ?
On peut faire les deux si tu veux.
Bonne idée, on a un mois après tout.
Okay, we're back, so comme d'habitude, the first thing we're gonna do is the translation.
Ah, les vacances, la plage, le soleil, le ciel bleu.
Ah, vacation, the beach, the sun, the blue skies.
Ah, les vacances, la plage, le soleil, le ciel bleu.
Ah, vacation, the beach, the sun, blue skies.
Ah, les vacances, la plage, le soleil, le ciel bleu. Où allons-nous en vacances cet été?
Where are we going on vacation this summer?
Où allons-nous en vacances cet été?
Where are we going on vacation this summer?
Où allons-nous en vacances cet été? À la mer, comme d'habitude.
To the sea, like always.
À la mer, comme d'habitude.
To the seaside, like we always do.
À la mer, comme d'habitude. Pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne pour changer?
Why not go to the mountains for a change?
Pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne pour changer?
Why not go to the mountains for a little change?
Pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne pour changer? On peut faire les deux si tu veux.
We can do both if you want.
On peut faire les deux si tu veux.
We can do both if you want.
On peut faire les deux si tu veux. Bonne idée. On a un mois après tout.
Good idea. We have a month after all.
Bonne idée. On a un mois après tout.
Good idea. After all, we have a month.
Bonne idée. On a un mois après tout.
Now that we've done the translation, comme d'habitude, we're going to break down the dialogue and look at all the parts.
Okay, so it starts with les vacances.
Ah, les vacances. Now, les vacances, a good one, where would it be?
À la plage.
And la plage, where there's all the sands. And if les vacances were really good, what would you have above la plage?
Le ciel bleu.
And what would be inside le ciel bleu?
Le soleil.
And that would be perfect for les vacances, right?
I guess so. That's what we hope for.
Well, that's what this guy is hoping for.
It's his dream holiday.
So he's getting excited about les vacances.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, hey.
Où allons-nous en vacances Cet été?
Okay, so où allons-nous?
Yes, it's a question.
Mm-hmm. Nous allons, we are going, allons-nous, are we going?
Yep.
Où allons-nous?
En vacances.
En vacances, when?
Cet été.
Okay, so Omri, vas-tu en vacances cet été?
Oui, je vais à la mer.
Tell me some things about la mer.
La mer est bleue.
Well, good ones. Sometimes they're brown. If you found a good one, then it's bleu. What's next to la mer?
La plage.
Okay. So he's like, à la mer. And then what does he say?
Comme d'habitude.
So they must always go there.
Yeah.
Comme d'habitude.
Yeah. They must like routines.
Right. But she seems to be ready to break their routine. So what does she say?
Pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne pour changer?
Let's start here in the middle of this one. Where's the location?
La montagne.
What are they going to do related to la montagne?
Aller à la montagne.
And this is a suggestion. So they're like, hey.
Pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne?
And for what reason?
Pour changer.
Hey, we always eat here, so why not go eat there today? Pour changer. Mm. Or like, you know, we always watch the same programs on TV.
Pourquoi ne pas watch something else? Pour changer.
Bonne idée. Or like, you, cet été, tu vas en vacances à la mer. But for you too, it's like, you know, comme d'habitude, because it seems like you always allez à la mer en vacances.
Yeah, that's right.
So, pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne pour changer, Amory?
Bonne idée. Maybe I will faire les deux.
And that's what he suggested, right? Hey, on peut, we can...
Faire les deux.
How do you say both?
Les deux.
Yeah, you say the two in French. This is the fixed phrase to say both. You say les deux, the two.
Les deux.
So do them both.
Faire les deux.
So he's like, on peut faire les deux. And then what does he say after?
Si tu veux.
Si tu veux. If you want.
Yeah, it's quite nice.
So she's like, hey, bonne idée. Awesome idea. Why are they able to faire les deux? Aller à la montagne and aller à la mer en vacances.
Because après tout...
After all,
on a un mois.
So we're going to talk about that later, why they would have un mois for les vacances, right? One thing I just want to mention is that in this dialogue, we have two ways to say oui. Earlier, we had nous.
And now we have on.
They're the same, so you can say it two ways.
Yeah.
And actually, the on tends to be more frequent.
Exactly, it's more common.
Yeah, but they're both totally acceptable.
On peut use les deux.
Si tu veux.
Yeah.
No problem. Okay, so, Amory, I think we should analyze this dialogue a little bit more.
Si tu veux, but we've already done it.
Yeah, you're right.
So why don't we listen to the dialogue three more times?
Bonne idée. Are you sure we should listen to it three times? Maybe we should listen to it four.
No, comme d'habitude, we're gonna listen to it three times.
You're right, Amory, bonne idée, because après tout, four is a little bit too many.
Dialogue, première écoute.
Ah, les vacances, la plage, le soleil, le ciel bleu.
Où allons-nous en vacances cet été?
À la mer, comme d'habitude.
Pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne pour changer?
On peut faire les deux si tu veux.
Bonne idée, on a un mois après tout.
Dialogue, deuxième écoute.
Ah, les vacances, la plage, le soleil, le ciel bleu.
Où allons-nous en vacances cet été?
À la mer, comme d'habitude.
Pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne pour changer?
On peut faire les deux si tu veux.
Bonne idée, on a un mois après tout.
Dialogue, troisième écoute.
Ah, les vacances, la plage, le soleil, le ciel bleu.
Où allons-nous en vacances cet été?
À la mer, comme d'habitude.
Pourquoi ne pas aller à la montagne pour changer?
On peut faire les deux si tu veux.
Bonne idée. On a un mois après tout.
So, after the dialogue, comme d'habitude, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
Après tout, we can't just leave just like that without talking to you some more, right? And first thing we should do is do a little pronunciation, because there was a sound here that we had several times.
So it's a sound E.
What were the words that had it?
Bleu.
Bleu, like le ciel bleu.
Mm-hmm. And then... De.
De.
Like les deux.
And then...
Veux.
Si tu veux.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now why did he say that après tout, on a un mois?
Maybe it sounds a bit long.
Yeah, why do they have a whole month?
Because in France you've got at least 5 weeks holiday a year.
Five.
At least.
It's a lot.
Sometimes even more.
Uh-huh. And a lot of people in France take the whole month of August, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
There are even like companies, they close just for the whole month of August.
They just shut down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Another thing you'll find if you happen to go to France, like especially the bigger cities like Paris during the month of August, a lot of things are closed.
It's very quiet.
Yeah, all the French people have left and it's mostly just tourists in town. Because they're à la mer, à la montagne.
Enjoying le ciel bleu.
And la plage.
And le soleil.
Okay. So that's one great thing about France. You get a whole month's vacation in the month of August, usually.
It's a good break.
So does everyone take their whole 5 weeks at the same time?
It used to be very frequent for everyone to take at the same time. But nowadays, people tend to take like only 2 weeks or 3 weeks, but still.
They separate a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, comme d'habitude, we're going to invite you to our website, FrenchPod.com. If you never come there, come check it out. If you have questions, you know, si tu veux, you can ask us. And comme d'habitude, we'll answer you because après tout, we are your teachers, even outside the podcast.
It's a bonne idée.
It is. Should we listen to the dialogue one more time? Just, you know, pour changer.
Si tu veux, mais...
Yeah, I think it's enough. So, comme d'habitude, we can't leave the lesson without saying goodbye. Au revoir.
Salut.